This is Passport to Texas. First discovered in 2006-2007 in upstate New York, white nose syndrome, a fungus that afflicts cave hibernating bats, has killed an estimated 6 million animals thus far.
Texas is home to 32 species of bats, 18 of which are known to roost in some way, and many of those hibernate.
Parks and Wildlife mammalogist Jonah Evans says Texas bats are currently disease-free, but not home-free. Take migratory Mexican free-tail bats, for example.
There is concern that they could act as a vector for the disease, so if they get exposed to it, maybe they're carrying it, and then they migrate down into Central and South America, and they expose a lot of other migratory bats that could then bring the disease into the western portion of the United States. So it's a lot of speculation, but there's some concern that Texas could be a gateway from the eastern part of the U.S. to the western if it gets into the migratory bats, and then they expose a lot of the hibernating bats in the west.
Something that's not speculation is how humans spread the disease from cave to cave and how they can protect against it. That's tomorrow. The Wildlife and Sportfish Restoration Program supports our series and receives funds from your purchase of fishing and hunting equipment and motorboat fuel. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.